Oh, it is Saturday morning, and it is just after 11 a.m. Central Time, and you are listening to the Mighty 790 KFGO, and that means it is, of course, time for the award-winning and highly profitable Mike McFeely Outdoor Show here on KFGO. And as we always like to do, speaking of highly profitable, let's bring in our colleague from KFGO, part of the team of the Tom Wynn and Friends Show, and also has his own outdoor show in his own right, and he is a member of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. His name, that's a long introduction, Doug Lear. We welcome him back to the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show. Hello, Mr. Highly Profitable Friend of Tom Wynn, Doug Lear.
Good morning, Mike McFeely.
Give the audience, the huge thousands of people listening right now, some specifics on when they can listen to Outdoors Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO with Doug Lear.
Probably after the Bison finish up crushing the University of South Dakota Roadkill Rabbits and Ryan Gellner
gets the Coyotes done today.
Oh, it's Coyotes. See, gosh. I hate the Jackrabbits. I hate the Coyotes.
You hate everybody.
I hate UND too. I'm very upfront with that. I've made that noted in the past that I hate everybody except for the Bison. So, gosh, yeah, Coyotes. Actually, I can still remember when the Coyotes were a very formidable opponent. Didn't they play him in the national championship game?
Yes, and USD won a national Division II championship back in the day as well.
They did, like in the mid-80s.
Late 80s, yeah, but yes.
They won one.
They did win one.
Really?
Yes, I do believe so.
That's too bad. No, I'd hope that
If you lived in Vermilion, South Dakota, what else would you have to live for?
I've never, I'll be honest, I'm a North Dakota guy, and I've you know, traveled into South Dakota. I've never been to I've been to Sioux Falls. I've never been to Vermilion. Am I missing anything?
No.
Absolutely nothing?
Nope, not at all. Hmm. My sister and brother-in-law lived there for several years when he was a professor at the University of South Dakota, so I was down there several times way back when. I've been there to travel for my sports coverage and yada, yada, yada. And it's no offense. Yeah, offense. Vermilion, South Dakota, not the
what
destination.
They got a state prison there. What's their claim to fame? And
See, Sioux Falls shows the state prison. That's the story.
Oh.
Remember back in the 1800s where state legislatures.
Tom Wynn does. I don't remember the 1800s.
Touche. State legislatures would allow. You know, they would dole out goodies, you know, and yeah, we're going to put the state prison here. We're going to put the state university here. We're going to put the land grant college here.
Sure.
The legend is, I believe, is that Sioux Falls had first dibs. And back in those days, state prisons were very highly profitable, you know, for whatever.
Okay.
You know, it brought more economic activity. Who wanted, you know, in the 1870s, who the heck wanted one of them highfalutin institutions of higher education?
Oh.
And so Sioux Falls took the prison. Vermilion was left with the University of South Dakota.
Oh.
The med school, the law school, all those things are in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, my South Dakota history, geography, and I wasn't sure what Vermilion had.
It has the college, and it has an old dome built in the 1970s.
Ooh.
And from there, take your choice, whatever you want to do.
And a football team that's going to get crushed today.
An improving football team. They've gotten better than they were last year, but they are going to get crushed today by
54 to nothing was last year's score.
It won't be that bad this year. It'll be 38.
McFeely's picking South Dakota to beat the Bison?
Did I say that? Let's play that tape back. No, I never said that.
Oh.
No, it's.
I'm just trying to get people mad at you.
I do that well enough myself.
That's true. You don't need my help.
I don't need your help at all.
Agreed.
Hey, before we go on to talking about early ice fishing and everything else, I do need to get the word out there. Our Show Us Your Rack contest at KFGO.com continues on our website. Here's the deal, is that if you have shot a deer, a buck, a doe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a huge record-setting buck, but you can upload a photo of that deer that you've shot or your daughter has shot or your son has shot or your neighbor, whatever, you can upload it to our Show Us Your Rack page. And when you do that, you're going to be entered into a contest. And the viewers of KFGO.com are going to vote on the best photos that they like the most. And the person who wins and the person who finishes second in each category, adult and children, They're going to walk off with some great prizes from Famous Dave's Barbecue in Fargo and Meats by John and Wayne in Fargo. Some money toward processing, for example, for Meats by John and Wayne, and money toward delicious, succulent, barbecued, smoky ribs from Famous Dave. So it's not a bad deal. And I tell you, I have access to inside info in this building, Doug.
Really?
There are thousands upon thousands of people going to our webpage, and this is God's honest truth. They're going there to check out the photos of all the deer. There's 100-some photos, I think, posted there now between adults and kids, and we have thousands of people going there to check out the pictures. So go to our homepage, kfjo.com. Look on the right side of the page. There's going to be a quick link. It's going to say, show us your rack. Yeah, it's an old FM bit. Just get through that. Click on that. It'll take you to the page with all the deer pictures, and you can upload your own photo there.
People do love to look at pictures of deer. Obviously, the statistics prove that they're enjoying scrolling through and checking out, because sometimes they might recognize the person or the place, what's in the background, where they were hunting at, and go, gosh, I was only just a couple miles away. I didn't see a deer like that. So I totally get that.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that young men like to click on pages that say, show us your rack. I mean, there's just they like to look at the racks. They just ogle them. They take a good long gander at them, and then they go on to a different page after that. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's like an old-time bragging board.
Right.
I mean, you know, did you ever have that bait shop
when
you were a kid that you'd have to stop into and look at either the fish pictures, the old Polaroids tacked on the bulletin board, or, as was my case back in the day in Alexandria, there was an old hardware store in downtown Alexandria that had a big freezer, like with a glass top freezer, and people would bring their fish in. This is long before catch and release became popular. They'd put their big fish in this freezer, Cowan and Robards, hardware on Broadway in Alexandria. And every time we went up to the cabin, I would make my mom and dad stop at Cowan and Robards in downtown Alexandria so I could go look at the fish in the freezer to see who was winning that week's contest.
Yeah. And
Great memories.
I like the places that still have where you can, you know, scroll back through the pages and look back 5 and 10 years and even further to see the people that were catching the big lunker fish on Lake Ashtabula 10 years ago. I just remember the summer stopping in at Ashtabula Crossing on the north side of Lake Ashtabula and thumbing through there going, oh, hey, I remember, you know, remember that person. And, oh, they caught that fish. And that's what it is. It's definitely one of those things that people really enjoyed, looking at fish, looking at big bucks and the likes, Mike.
One more, by the way, you mentioned Lake Ashtabula. One of the guys who went fishing with us on our trip to Lake of the Woods last summer was a big Lake Ashtabula guy.
Mm-hmm.
He says incredible catches all last summer. This was in August, late August, when we took our Lake of the Woods trip. He said, incredible fishing on Ashtabula. Walleyes, smallies, and white bass.
No, horrible. Instead, there ain't a fish in Lake Ashtabula.
Sorry.
Nothing.
Nothing going on.
No, all you can do is actually maybe go jet skiing and water skiing. So the wintertime, there's absolutely nothing to do on Lake Ashtabula. No, it is. I tell you what.
My bad.
Being completely honest, when you look at our fisheries surveys and population and netting, and along with if people scroll through and check out the Whopper reports from week to week and month to month, you'll soon realize that Lake Ashtabula has nothing to be ashamed of. It's a good fishery. The knock against Ashtabula is if you're a fair weather angler, You're probably not going to be as impressed because you're not going to go out there and bang fish from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. You might be fishing all day. It probably takes a little bit more hardcore angling to have what some people might call success.
Forget that.
Well, people are so ruined by the expectations of like you just show up to Devil's Lake and you're going to catch a limit. You know what? You're going to catch fish on Lake Ashtabula and Devil's Lake, Jamestown Reservoir, Castledar. You're going to catch fish, but go there and understand that it's called fishing for a reason. It's not called catching.
Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, Tom Wynn and Friend, and Outdoors Live on KFGO, our guest and Mike McFeely show this Saturday morning. Need to take a break or the board op is going to pound me for not taking a break. When we return, we'll talk some early season ice fishing. Speaking of some great lakes to go fishing on, we'll talk about safety. We need to get those words out. It's going to be cold today. It's like a high of 10 or something around here. You might want to think twice, though, before inching out on the ice quite yet. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO. It's a good thing.
Rain makes corn, corn makes corn.